is crushing. You have to have energy to sustain the pressure of alignments, which never take place under ordinary circumstances.
Genaro said that the Nahual Julian was an inspiring teacher. He always found ways to teach and, at the same time, entertain himself. One of his favorite teaching devices was to catch them unawares once or twice, in their normal awareness, and make their assemblage points shift. From then on, all he had to do to have their undivided attention was to threaten them with an unexpected Nahual's blow.
The Nahual Julian was really an unforgettable man, Don Juan said. He had a great touch with people. He would do the worst things in the world, but done by him, they were great. Done by anyone else, they would have been crude and callous. The Nahual Elias, on the other hand, had no touch, but he was indeed a great, great teacher.
The Nahual Elias was very much like the Nahual Juan Matus, Genaro said to me. They got along very fine, and the Nahual Elias taught him everything without ever raising his voice or playing tricks on him. But the Nahual Julian was quite different, Genaro went on, giving me a friendly shove. I'd say that he jealously guarded strange secrets in his left side, just like you. Wouldn't you say so? He asked Don Juan. Don Juan didn't answer, but nodded affirmatively. He seemed to be holding back his laughter.
He had a playful nature, Don Juan said,
and both of them broke into a great laughter. The fact that they were obviously alluding to something they knew made me feel even more threatened. Don Juan matter-of-factly said that they were referring to the bizarre sorcery techniques that the Nahual Julian had learned in the course of his life. Genaro added that the Nahual Julian had a unique teacher besides the Nahual Elias, a teacher who had liked him immensely and had taught him novel and complex ways of moving his assemblage point. As a result of this, the Nahual Julian was extraordinarily eccentric in his behavior.
Who was that teacher, Don Juan? I asked.
Don Juan and Genaro looked at each other and giggled like two children.
That is a very tough question to answer, Don Juan replied. All I can say is that he was the teacher that deviated the course of our line. He taught us many things, good and bad, but among the worst, he taught us what the old seers did. So some of us got trapped. The Nahual Julian was one of them, and so is La Catalina. We only hope that you won't follow them.
I immediately began to protest. Don Juan interrupted me. He said that I didn't know what I was protesting. As Don Juan spoke, I became terribly angry with him and Genaro. Suddenly, I was raging, yelling at them at the top of my voice. My reaction was so out of tone with me that it scared me. It was as if I were someone else. I stopped and looked at them for help. Genaro had his hands on Don Juan's shoulders as if he needed support. Both of them were laughing uncontrollably. I became so despondent I was nearly in tears. Don Juan came to my side. He reassuringly put his hand on my shoulder. He said that the Sonoran Desert, for reasons incomprehensible to him, fostered definite belligerence in man or any other organism.
People say that it's because the air is too dry here, he continued, or because it's too hot. Seers would say that there is a particular confluence of the eagle's emanations here, which, as I've already said, helps the assemblage point to shift below. Be that as it may, warriors are in the world to train themselves to be unbiased witnesses, so as to understand the mystery of ourselves and relish the exultation of finding what we really are. This is the highest of the new seer's goals, and not every warrior attains it. We believe that the Nahual Julian didn't attain it. He was waylaid, and so was La Catalina.
He further said that to be a peerless Nahual, one has to love freedom, and one has to have supreme detachment. He explained that what makes the warrior's path so very dangerous is that it is the opposite of the life situation of modern man.
He said that modern man has left the realm of the unknown and the mysterious, and has settled down in the realm of the functional. He has turned his back to the world of the foreboding and the exulting, and has welcomed the world of boredom.
To be given a chance to go back again to the mystery of the world, Don Juan continued, is sometimes too much for warriors, and they succumb, they are waylaid by what I've called the high adventure of the unknown. They forget the quest for freedom. They forget to be unbiased witnesses. They sink into the unknown and love it.
And you think I'm like that, don't you? I asked Don Juan.
We don't think, we know, Genaro replied. And La Catalina knows better than anyone else.
Why would she know it? I demanded.
Because she's like you, Genaro replied, pronouncing his words with a comical intonation.
I was about to get into a heated argument again when Don Juan interrupted me.
There's no need to get so worked up, he said to me. You are what you are. The fight for freedom is harder for some. You are one of them. In order to be unbiased witnesses, he went on, we begin by understanding that the fixation or the movement of the assemblage point is all there is to us and the world we witness, whatever that world might be. The new seers say that when we were taught to talk to ourselves, we were taught the means to dull ourselves in order to keep the assemblage point fixed on one spot.
Genaro clapped his hands noisily and let out a piercing whistle that imitated the whistle of a football coach.
Let's get that assemblage point moving, he yelled. Up, 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 move, move, move.
We were all still laughing when the bushes by my right side were suddenly stirred. Don Juan and Genaro immediately sat down with the left leg tucked under the seat. The right leg, with the knee up, was like a shield in front of them. Don Juan signaled me to do the same. He raised his brows and made a gesture of resignation at the corner of his mouth.
Sorcerers have their own quirks, he said in a whisper. When the assemblage point moves to the regions below its normal position, the vision of sorcerers becomes limited. If they see you standing, they'll attack you. The Nagual Julian kept me once for 2 days in this warrior's position, Genaro whispered to me. I even had to urinate while I sat in this position. And defecate, Don Juan added. Right, Genaro said.
And then he whispered to me, as if on second thought,